next to Zach. Woo! Yeah! Get up and dance your ass off. Tentacles off or whatever, just dance. Don't sit there like a... Wake up, hey, the world is changing faster than you can think. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is the BBS Radio Network. This is the future talking to you from here. Hey, I'm talking to you from New York City. This is your host, Tom Edison, E-D-I-S-O-N, just like the inventor, except I'm a better inventor than that inventor because I invent new things. Better ways of doing things, better ways of doing everything, and that is the future. We're all going to think of better ways of doing everything. Come on, it's only a couple of days away. We're going to begin the future on December 21st. If you're on the Eastern time zone like I am, Eastern Standard Time, it'll be 1:22 p.m. Monday. It's coming Monday. It's the beginning of the age of Aquarius. You know, you need to be tuned into it. Stop whatever you're doing at 1:22 p.m. Maybe stop at 1:20 p.m. and get ready. Or whatever time it is in your specific area. If you're on the Pacific coast of America, hey, it'll be 10:22 a.m. Whatever. You need to be there and be ready. And, key in your guide from one of the YouTube videos out there. It's the global mass meditation. Be there or be square. But it's worse than that. You better be there for the sake of the human race, because we need to bring the light into Mother Earth to get rid of the darkness, the trash, the deep state, the evil ones, the no-gooders, the do-betters. We need to get rid of them. And the best way to get, in fact, the most perfect way to get rid of them is with higher vibrations, faster cycles per second. And that's what bringing in the light all has to do with. It's coaxing the light to come in, you know, by vibrating faster yourself as a human being. That's right. You can control your own vibrations. All you have to think is, I want to vibrate faster. And that will help draw in the faster vibrating light, and it will connect with our Mother Earth, who wants to vibrate faster, who is probably vibrating faster than us already. You need to become aware of all these things. They're happening simultaneously, really. Do your part and participate. Don't be a bum on a log. Don't be a couch potato. Don't be like a loser. You're a very powerful human being. You have so much power, you don't know how much power you have. But you have to use it. You've allowed government and mainstream media to brainwash you into thinking you're a stupid, ignorant animal. Even religions have told you you're sinful from birth. It's all friggin' lies. Lies, lies, lies. Stop believing the lies. You are higher than an angelic order. We all are advanced beings, and we had to forfeit our memory to come here and participate in this scenario. The changing of the ages, where, you know, the old ways are the ways of the age of Pisces. Jesus talked about it, and in the new age to come, and the new age to come is the age of Aquarius. They were singing about it back in the 1960s, except all the effort in regard to thinking about this was stifled out by the evil new world order, the ones who have created the fake pandemic around the world, the ones who have controlled all the mainstream media news to lie to you every friggin' day about all these things connected to this fake pandemic There is no pandemic. Anything 99% plus or 99.8% people recover from is not a pandemic. It's just a common cold. And they're, you know, they've gotten partnered with the news people. They've bribed everyone from the news people to the doctors, to the hospitals, to the fake scientists, to perpetuate this story that there's a pandemic going on. There is no pandemic. There's nothing to worry about. You know, if you happen to get sick and die and go to the hospital, that's your own fucking fault. And if you don't like that, that's just too fucking bad. Because you know what? Everybody's been told since they were birthed about taking care of your health. And if you listen to the wrong people, you don't have health anymore. You know? And that's your fault. Because you had control of your thinking and decision-making from a long, long time ago. And nobody ever told you you didn't. But I'm telling you now. So don't be crying to the news that you died of COVID, because you fucking probably didn't. If you have a problem with that, hey, why don't you call into this radio show and I'll set you straight. I dare anybody. Don't ever fucking try to put any bullshit across me, because I'll tell you straight and I'll tell you live on this radio show. But the number here is 888-627-6008. And if you have some truth to talk about, well, hey, call in, you know? Hey, I was talking to people on Twitter today. Yeah, that's all right. I'm on Twitter. If you don't know how to follow me, what's your problem, you know? You can actually call into this radio station, talk to me, and I'll tell you how to follow me on Twitter if you really want to. I don't give a crap if you do or not, because I go on Twitter to give my opinion. If you really fine. If you don't, that's fine, too. And that's the way it should be. And I just had to say that. But in changing attitude here and just proving to everybody I can change on a dime, but hey, this is a call-in radio show. The number here is 1-888-627-6008 or 6008, however you want to put it. Hey, call in. If you got a phone, you can do it. And if you have a phone and are not calling in, hey, you got to ask yourself, were you scared? Chicken? Afraid to talk live on the air? Yeah, this is a live show. No, it won't get censored, you know, but if you call up and start talking like an asshole, I'll just have to tell the engineer to hang up on you. But anybody who's ever called into my show, I gave them complete control to say whatever they want to, and I've allowed them to say it. You know, if you behave normally, you can say whatever you want. But I don't tolerate assholes. I don't tolerate jerk-offs. I don't tolerate numbskulls, because I tell them off quickly and get rid of them, because that's the kind of person I am. I'm not about, but I don't want to even allow bullshit to exist, you know? I'm all about truth, justice and fairness, and hey, getting along and having a good time. And that's, if we all did that and we're all concerned about that, we'll all be having a good life. Except government doesn't want us to get along with that. Government is the enemy. And the police have become the enemy too. If they are willing to follow the illegal, evil decrees of government, and all governments are controlled by the New World Order right now. If you don't understand that, hey, you know, find out for yourself, or you can call up the show and I'll explain it to you, you know. I'm a knowledgeable person. I go out there and get my own information, find out my own facts, and I'm quite qualified to talk about anything. There isn't one thing in my whole life that anybody ever spoke about, and at this point in time, I don't understand or know how to talk about. There isn't one thing. You think you find something that I don't know anything about and can't talk about? Hey, you just call into this radio show and take your chances. But believe me, if you're trying to just pull some bullshit, I'll find you out quickly in one or two questions, and then you'll pay the consequences. Because let me tell you, my tongue is razor sharp. That's right. You want to put yourself against my razor sharp tongue? And cause a confrontation with me, you just go right ahead. But Truthfully, anybody who's ever called up my show and called in, they always had intelligent things to say, and I agree with all of them because they knew what they were talking about. And that's what we're supposed to do as human beings. We're supposed to share our knowledge. And I'm sharing this knowledge with you tonight that December 21st, it's Monday in most places of the world. And at 1:22 p.m., if you're in the Eastern Standard Time Zone, New York City, for instance, where I'm doing a show from, even though the show is broadcast from California, I'm in New York City doing the show. Hey, isn't that amazing? But anyhow, 1:22 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, New York, and all the rest of the East Coast will be the time for all of us, anybody who wants to, and it should be all of you who are listening to me, to participate in this global mass meditation to bring on the age of Aquarius. You know, the basic, I've done meditations before. And basically, I'll tell you is regarding the bringing of light into the human race, into the planet Earth here, our Mother Earth, it basically involves envisioning the center of the universe, however you envision it, that there being a central sun there, and that central sun is alive and has consciousness and is sending forth light to our dear Mother Earth, who needs more light to escape this darkness. And we have to envision it leaving that central sun in the center of the universe, traveling through all the central suns of the galaxies, all the galaxies, traveling into our solar system, right up into the Earth of orbit, down into the top of our heads, all of us human beings that are participating, and right through our bodies into the center of the Earth. And we are the attraction modules and the connection points from which this light from the center of the universe can enter into our dear Mother Earth and increase the vibrations of her and simultaneously increase our vibrations. Whereupon, when our vibrations reach such a vibrating state that the dark side of reality, the dark forces can no longer keep up with us or hook onto us, and they will be falling by the wayside and drifting into some other reality, their own little hell, whatever you want to call it. But we will evolve beyond that. This is what the ascension at this point in time is all about. Whether Jesus shows up or not, it doesn't matter. The ascension is happening. And we all have to do our parts. And supposedly, we all volunteer to be in living human bodies at this point in time, to be here, to anchor in the light, anchor in so much light from the center of the universe that the dark forces have to leave our world and just disperse whatever, or pay their consequences due and be whatever. Read about it. Find out about it. You can do this. But let's move on. There's good times to be had. Christmas is almost here. If you're listening to your stupid government, whatever country you are in the world, about not traveling to see your relatives, tell them to fuck off. Give them the middle finger. Step out at night and just give me a middle finger and tell them, fuck you motherfucking devil pieces of shit, because that's what government has become. They're nothing evil pieces of shit. There's only one government person in the whole world who has the guts to stand up on them, and that is President Trump. Unfortunately, you people in America, hey, I was running for president as an independent person. If you, too bad you didn't elect me, because if I was elected, all these problems would have been solved already. Because knowledgeable people like me, we know how to solve problems. We don't have to put together teams. We know what the solutions are already. That's how it works. This whole thing about putting together teams and blah, 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 it's all a con game to keep everything in gridlock. Because when they keep the whole government system in gridlock, They're stifling you. They're stifling the world. They're stifling society. The New World Order is stifling society from evolving, and they want to do that because that's how they keep control of you. If everybody on Earth evolved in the next week, darkness would be gone, period. They would die of lack of food source because they feed off our suffering and the fact that we've allowed them to control this, you know, this system of a republic, representatives representing the people. It doesn't work. It sounded like a great idea back in 1776, yeah. And maybe it was good for a couple of years, but it doesn't work. It's proved itself not to work. Too many people get bribed, and there's too much money floating around, especially when you have a fiat concern. A fiat money source, they can print money up out of thin air, really. And they have all the money they need to bribe just about everyone in the fucking world that has a position of authority, control every aspect of society to deny you your freedom and keep you locked in your jail cell, which is, and they're turning, your home is being turned into your jail cell. If you can't see this, what is your problem? Are you brain dead? Are you that dumb? You know, I have to be insulting to maybe anybody I'm listening to, but really, wake the hell up, you know? We're coming to the end of this year when government has destroyed humanity, basically, and society because of you willing to go along with all the stupid decrees. There should have been a revolution over 6 months ago, if not sooner. And, you know, I go along with that saying, you know, the people's revolution is long overdue. And however that revolution takes a course, it must take its course because we can't wait for the event to happen. I've talked about the event before. Yeah, our galactic brothers and sisters are coming to Earth to help us. And the event is when they take over. They take over the communication systems and they come here and they tell us we're landing tomorrow and we're going to bring our spaceships and our motherships and we're going to round up all the cabal, the bad forces that are destroying your world. Yeah, we can't wait for that. Please make it happen soon, you know? But it's the determination of when that date is going to happen is based on many things, and part of it is our participation. If we keep silent, they don't. Our brothers and sisters of the galactic realms that want to help us and bring us up into their heavenly reality don't know that we're that ready. If we're just sticking around silent like a bunch of sticks in the mud and not saying anything, we have to speak up. You know, our true opinions, and we can do that nowadays. You know, sure, you can never do it on mainstream media because that's fully controlled, but we all can do it on the internet. Hey, I'm on Twitter. I speak my mind all the time, and no matter how evil the twit monster is, the AI intelligence that monitors what you say on Twitter, if you intelligently take your safeguards, you can say anything. And they won't even think of stopping you, you know? A lot of it involves misspelling words and stuff like that, but there's always a way to misspell words that your fellow human beings will understand, but the artificial intelligence, the AI monitors that have been programmed to key on certain words, you know, like anti-vaxxers and stuff like that, anti-vaccines. These machines cannot figure out what we're doing when we just simply misspell words, but our fellow human beings can. And that's the way it'll always be, and it'll never change. So these machines can be outwitted so fucking easily. And if you don't like the F word, well, you know, that's just too bad. Somebody told you that you... It's just a stupid word, you know? It's an emphasis. It's an explanation mark, you know? You might as well take the explanation off the keyboard, off the typewriter keyboard on your laptop and turn it into fuck you, right? Or there should be one for that, you know? Because it does say something, and we all know what it means and how we're using it and how it's used in the sentence, right? And anybody has a problem with that, they are the evil ones, because they're trying to stifle our free speech, okay? And that's the way it is. And guess what? Nobody can prove otherwise. And like I said, hey, this is a call-in radio show. You know, during the week, I contact a few people and I tell them to call in. But you know what? I found out that people are chicken shit. That's the word for chicken shit. It means they're pathetically afraid to call in to a radio show. But whatever. Do I hear an echo on my microphone here? Huh? Well, sometimes I do. We have two stations at BBS Radio. Once in a while, one station blends over into the other. If you know anything about electronics, that's a common thing that happens, you know? There is a lot of reasons for it, and so be it. It's not the end of the world, you know? Polished radio hosts like myself, we have no problem dealing with it. You know, we just deal with it. That's all. And it's not that big of an event. And so be it. Well, all I got to say is 2 days away, Monday, 1:22 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you care about Mother Earth, you care about this world that you're living in, you care about your life and your loved ones, participate. Please participate in this global meditation. All, when I say global meditation or global mass meditation, I'm talking about a single point in time, so it'll be different times on different points on the earth, where we're all, our human thoughts are focused on the same thing being light, being pulsated as the great central sun in the center of the universe, and then pulsating out into all the central suns of all the galaxies, including our galaxy, the Milky Way, and then pulsating further in to our solar system from the outer edge down to planet Earth, where it goes, this pulsating light will be received by every human being that is waiting to receive it, and it will travel through us down into the center of our Mother Earth, where she will take that light coming into her and increase her vibrations and thereby increase our vibrations. Because we all want to vibrate faster to get away from the evil. That's the nonviolent way to get away from the evil. They vibrate faster than them. Because they only can vibrate so fast because they're stuck in their own homegrown evil frequencies, lower frequencies, you know? And if they want to stay there, they want to stay in their own hell. But I don't want to stay there, and I don't think you do either. So we want to vibrate faster. And the quickest way to vibrate faster, we don't want to spend 1,000 years fighting the dark forces. We want to do it in a day or two. And this day or two is coming on December 21st, Monday. You know, I'm here in New York City. It's Sunday already. So it's like tomorrow, but it'll be at 1:22 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in New York tomorrow that I hope all of you are there stopping what you're doing, have already previewed one of the YouTubes to tell you how to meditate, and are going to stop what you're doing and calm yourself down and focus your mind into meditating about the light coming from the great central sun in the center of the universe into through pulsating out through all the central suns of all the galaxies in the universe, pulsating further on to our solar system, into our solar system, passing all the planets up to planet Earth and going right into our top of our heads, who are participating in this ceremony, through our bodies, down into the Earth, the center of the Earth. And we will be conduits for this energy. And that is the importance of our participation. The more people that are willing to stand tall and be a conduit for the light, the living light from the center of the universe, which of course is connected to the center of God, to come through our bodies and heal our Mother Earth and give her the energy to vibrate faster, and she'll pass that energy back to us to vibrate faster, and we all can vibrate beyond the evil. That's the quickest way to get rid of the evil, to vibrate faster and get away from it and leave it in the hell that it created for itself. And that's the importance of tomorrow, Monday. That's right. I'm talking from New York City here. It's Sunday already. So December 21st is tomorrow for me. Monday, December 21st, 1:22 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time if you're on the Pacific Coast. And other places in the world, well, you just go on the internet and find out. And, you know, there's an old saying, there is no justice except what you make for yourself. Well, this is our time to make our justice. We want if we want things to change quickly, we should tell as many people as we can to participate in this global meditation. You know what December 21st is too? It's the winter solstice. Anybody who knows anything about that, that's an important point in time. Do you really know what the winter solstice is? If you do, hey, call up and tell us. This is a call-in radio show. You know, I know what it is, but call up and tell the listeners. Don't ever let it be said that I didn't give regular people a chance to, you know, this is a live radio show. It's an opportunity for somebody to just call in and be the star for as many minutes as you're on. And I'm a fair person, you know. I've never cut anyone off already. You know, if you're talking intelligent conversation, yeah, just keep talking, you know. And your intelligence will be shared with many who are listening. Is that true? Well, you know what? It's probably only halfway through the show, but this, hey, is a call-in radio show. And if you've ever been invited to call into this radio show, or if you just have the urge to call into this radio show, hey, now's your time, middle of the show. Number here is 888-627-6008. That's it. Toll-free number if you're in the U.S. or Canada. That's right. Because this show is being broadcast out of California, and I'm doing it from New York City. So that's the toll-free number if you're in this particular part of the world. If not, you'll have to call in with the regular number, which you can find by going to BBS Radio and Station 1. I'm talking to you from Station 1. Because I'm number one, whether you like it or not. How about that? Hey, if you don't know how to have fun with the conversation, that's okay, but I do. And there's so many important things happening right now. The news got leaked out today, not on regular news, but on the internet, that The military is being put into full force and they're getting ready for martial law, which President Trump will probably declare, so he can take advantage of his presidential powers and haul in Sleepy Joe and all his criminal friends before January 20th. Because if you've been paying attention, there's like 10,000, I don't know, 10,000 tattletalers that are ready to come to court and talk about all the cheating that was done by the Democratic Party to try to manipulate the votes to attempt to get Sleepy Joe elected. And most people are saying now he's a clone. In fact, some people say that it's a third generation clone. And of course, that would explain why he can't remember things and stutters and loses concentration, because it's not a real person. It's a fucking clone we see talking in front of the TV. I don't know how the decision was made to let the clone talk for him or whatever, but this is how bad and deep the subversion goes. You know, that somebody had the audacity to run for president of the United States as a clone and had enough money behind him to bribe everyone to get him elected by changing Trump votes into slime votes. And that's where it is right now. But the final. This isn't the end of the game. The final move hasn't been played out yet. And as the word came today, there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes, and a lot of things are going to be happening to stop this. And guess what? Sleepy Joe will never be president of the United States. No friggin' way. And that's the bottom line. And even if he could pull it off, that would only cause revolution, because the people are not that stupid, you know? And guess what? This is America I'm talking for. And in America, the people have the guns, and we have the power to really push the whole government out of office in a couple of days, because we outnumber them many to one. And they can't do anything about that. It's too friggin' bad. And no, we're not going to let them take away our Second Amendment rights. And ta-ta, too bad, and that's the way it is. And we don't want no new fucking world order here. We don't want no filthy rich people telling us what to do. And it's a good thing this is all happening, because it's time for us to get rid of all the trash, take out all the trash, get rid of all the scumbags, the dirtbags, the backstabbers, the sellouts, the traitors. We're going to get rid of them all at this point in time. But at the same time, it'll all happen a lot faster if everybody is willing to take pick up their pitchfork and go to battle. Because there has to be a battle. There is we're at war already, whether you know it or not. This is the final battle between the war between good and evil. If you don't understand that, you really are not paying attention. But take off your sheeple a mask and get with the program here, you know? Unity can defeat evil all the time, but when only 3% of the population is willing to go to battle and the rest of you want to lay on your fat couch with your fat slobby ass and stuff your fat face with Cheetos and all kinds of other fake foods, you know, you're part of the problem. Yeah? If you want to go to hell with the dirtbags that are ruling your life now, just volunteer and say, I want to go to hell with the dirtbags. And guess what? Get out of our life and just go and walk and jump off the cliff, because, you know, what are you even here on planet Earth for? You're supposed to be here to help us, you know, to help humanity get away from the evil that's been stifling our creativity here on Mother Earth. You know, there is no middle ground in this final battle. You're either on one side or the other. You can't sit on the fence play neutral. No. You're either on the side of God, the true creator, or you're on the side of the anti-gods. And some of the anti-God people are religious people too, because they've submitted to some kind of anti-God religion. And guess what? There's a few anti-God religions out there. It's not just one. But all any anti-God religion, no, you're not in with God. You're in with the devil. You've got duped in believing that your religion is connected to God. It's not. It's probably connected to the devil. I can name who they are, these religions, but I'm not gonna, because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But you can figure it out for yourself. You know, God is totally merciful. God doesn't seek vengeance. The real God is all about love and forgiving. If you're following doctrines or anything from beyond what I just said, then you're following a false religion. You know, there's plenty of Christian religions that claim to be Christian, but they're not following the teachings of the gospel, which was the word of God. And of course, if there's any religions talking anti-Christian, they are definitely anti-God. But so be it. Anyhow, the world is changing fast. Christmas is only a week away. But the most important day probably in the whole history of the human race is coming up Monday. And if you're listening to my voice, whether you want to participate or not, tell your friends to participate. You know? I give the time where I am at, because it's going to be a different time where you're at. I'm on the East Coast. It's going to be 1:22 p.m. Monday, which is tomorrow for me, because on the East Coast here already, we're into Sunday, whether you know it or not. Sure, my show is listed on BBS Radio as 10 p.m. Saturday, but that's 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 hours before where I'm at. And that's what you need to find out. If you're on the West Coast of America, well, you're on Pacific Standard Time, which would mean it would be 10:22 in the morning, 10:22 a.m. And on the East Coast, it'll be 1:22 p.m., December 21st. Find out about this mass meditation. Participate in it, please. Anybody can do this. It's easy. It's not about putting on a white sheet and sitting with your legs folded and, you know, doing the ohms and those things we see swamis do and other people. It's not anything about that. It's about focusing your mind. You can be at home. You can be in your car driving. You can be on a beach by yourself or with someone else. You can be on the top of Mount Everest. You can be anywhere you are at that point in time. Just be connected with the time. Stop what you're doing. Sit down. Relax. Close your eyes. Open your mind and picture what you're hearing on the YouTube video. Yeah, you want to be listening to a YouTube video when you're doing this, because it'll walk you through the whole thing. That's all it is. All you have to do is envision in your own way what you're hearing the voice tell you from the YouTube video. You don't even have to look at the video, but you need to listen to the voice that's walking us through this. And all parts around the world, we're all listening to the voice at the same time, and we're all picturing the same thing. It's called the collective consciousness of humanity, which is a very, very powerful thing. And you and everyone else should be participating in this event. Of course, there's so many brainwashed people out there. They've been told that such things are a waste of time. Yet they've never tried to do it themselves, and they never bothered to find out what the results of doing such things were. But it's not time to get everybody on board. You know, we're all human beings. If you've been turned into a sheeple by the black magicians of this world, unturn yourself from a sheeple and become a human being again and participate in this event. Really, stop allowing a demonic evil force such as government. Yeah, all governments are evil and controlled by demonic forces to dictate to you how you have to live your life. You know, if you feel in participating in something that's good, of good vibrations, of loving vibrations, you should be participating in it. And it doesn't matter what any evil entity has told you to do. They can't force you to do anything, really, but they sure as hell can trick you, and boy, are you easily tricked. Everyone's being tricked now with the pandemic, the fake pandemic. There is no fucking pandemic. That's it. If you have a problem with my language, you're the one with the problem. Who told you it was a problem for people using certain words? You know? That was the friggin' government. The mother effing government, you know? That we can use any words we want. And anybody who tries to tell us differently, they're the problem, not us. And that's the bottom line. Hey, this was a call-in radio show. If you want to call in and say something, you better call in now because, you know, eventually the show's coming to an end. This isn't a 24-hour telethon. But the number here, if you have any inkling in your heart, soul, funny bone, or whatever, to give your 2 cents live on international radio, hey, call in. In the U.S. and Canada, the toll-free number is 1-888-627-6008. Anywhere else, you have to call from through the regular number, which is listed on BBS Radio Station 1. And so be it. But that's where we're at. Hey, well, you know, this will be my last show before Christmas. So Merry Christmas to everyone. And what is Christmas? You know, I mean, if you're a child, hey, it's getting presents. That's probably what it's all about, you know? But religiously speaking, it's the celebration of the birth of Jesus. Of course, those of us who know and have come across the more accurate information know that Jesus was not born on December 25th. We celebrate his birthday on December 25th, but according to the fifth apocryphal revelation, he was born on August 21st at noon, which sounds kind of perfect in a way. Noon? Noon is the exact time between light and darkness, you know? The light has expanded to its fullest point, and then it's receding into darkness. And that's when Jesus of Nazareth was born into a physical body. Of course, he existed beforehand, and if you ever read the Gospels, the scriptures about him in the Bible, he admittedly said that he existed before the world began. Because he is, of course, the Bible doesn't tell you that. He's the Creator God, you know? The most accurate information about the Lord Jesus Christ is in the fifth apocryphal revelation. And guess what? There isn't anyone out there that can prove what I just said is inaccurate. How about that? So, you can try, but I warn you, you know, don't try to put something over on somebody who has all the facts in the palm of their hand, you know. You know, you're not going to beat me in a verbal a conversation, so don't even try. I wouldn't want to embarrass you. But that's the truth. You know, December 25th is the celebration of the birth of Jesus, even though that wasn't his real birthday. And, of course, I know there were several different dates floating around as to what the actual birthday of Jesus is, but I prefer to take what I believe is the most accurate information, which is from the fifth apocryphal revelation to the human race. That's right. If you don't understand what that means, well, you need to do an investigation, understanding of words. Or call in and I'll explain it to you. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. But that's it. The fifth apocryphal revelation from my investigations is the final word as to who really is Jesus Christ, how powerful he is, what authority he has, and as to when his real birthday was. If you have a problem with that, you're the one with the problem. Another reason I see things floating around on Twitter about people claiming other things about why December 25th was picked, but here's one of the main reasons December 25th was picked. It was the birth of Zoroaster, and he had a religion formed after his teachings, Zoroasterism, and he was born on December 25th. So look it up. And we can all understand that after Jesus had been crucified, resurrected himself, came back, talked to his disciples, and left again, the disciples were on their own, and their mission was to spread the gospel. And in the spreading of the gospel, and when they went to the lands of other people that had other great leaders, it would be advantageous to say that Jesus was born on the same day as their great leader was born on. You know, that's human behavior. Okay? They were trying to do their best. Sure, they might have been technically wrong, but anyhow, it's time to get the facts straightened out. And let's just remember, hey, the Bible, you know, there is a lot of important information in the Bible. I studied it for 9 years myself, nothing else. And I found it inadequate, really. Too many unanswered questions about what it contains, really. Something that was put together in, I think it was 325 A.D., by the Roman government. They formed the Roman Catholic Church. And in doing so, they took all the Jewish scriptures that they wanted to, and all the Christian scriptures written by real Christians in the first and second century. They took all those writings and put them that they could get their hands on, they didn't get them all, and put them together in this book called the Bible, which was a compilation of 66 or more books, depending on which version of the Bible you have. And they claimed that this was everything you needed to know, and that the Roman, get that word, Roman Catholic Church, was your supreme authority on this, and we put the Pope in charge, this fake position, we created the Pope, and he is your authority, and listen to him and all his decrees. And so they effectively took over all these, annoyances, religious believing people that had been making it difficult for the Roman government to rule in their particular neighborhood. And so that's what the Bible is. Call it the world's first encyclopedia, call it the world's first propaganda, simulation of information, whatever you want. Oh, yeah, all the scriptures were edited, obviously. But humans are fallible, and of course they made some bad mistakes. And anybody who has studied the Bible thoroughly can easily find these mistakes, which indirectly prove that the information was altered, and so be it. Do your own investigations. I've done mine, and believe me, the fifth apocryphal revelation speaks the ultimate truth, that there are all the records of everything before it are inaccurate because of editing, forgetting, and other mistakes. And that's reality. Hey, if you're in America, we all in school, early childhood school, I don't know if it's like that anymore, we played this game called Post Office, where somebody tells a story to the next person, And then that person tells the next person, it goes around the whole class, and by the time we're done, the last person tells the story that eventually started with the first person, and almost always we find out that the story has taken its own life and distorted from what was actually first told. And that's what the game of post office tells us. If you haven't played it, I don't know. Did you ever go to school? I don't know what to say. But I just wanted to state that for the record. Play the game of post office with your friends. You know, especially you people in lockdown, you don't know what to do. Hey, if you're in lockdown, you know. You don't have no one to blame for yourself because you are allowing a puppet government. That's right. Any country or area of that's in lockdown is in lockdown because your elected officials have become puppets for the New World Order that wants to control everybody and everything. And unfortunately, if you go along with that, you're just making it easier for them. The most important thing for everybody to do is to inhale a breath and regain their authority. Inhaling a breath increases your authority.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, I know I was here, took my stand. Without being made clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being clear to